back at it again, this time with a very, very special guest, y'all. I'm not gonna say his last name on purpose so y'all could guess who he's related to, but Trey B, if you may.
My name is Trey. I'm a young and upcoming rapper from Jersey City, New Jersey. I've been doing this for probably like 3 years now. And I'm not going to say my last name so y'all could guess because that's what's going on right now.
Right, that's what's fun. We're going to leave a little mystery to it. So tell us about your music career and what made you start, you know, hopping into the music bag.
When I was younger, I was always a writer. I was always a writer in school. I would always write. I mean, that was back when I was doing well in school, of course. But, you know, back in the day, I was always a good writer. So after that, you know, we had poetry. I was really good with poetry. I was really good with putting words together. So at that point, it was like, might as well start rapping. So I got me and my friends, and we started doing this thing. We built like a little collective in Jersey City, and we just started running around rapping. And eventually it just came to putting songs out and stuff like that.
Okay. Where, so when you say school, you mean like high school or college?
High school.
Okay. So in the midst of being a natural child prodigy, just based off of, you know, biological preference.
Yeah.
How has that been for you? Like, you know, how was it differentiating yourself out of the limelight that your parent has been in?
I wouldn't say I differentiate myself because at the end of the day, like, I can't escape the sound. Like, the sound is always going to be there. No matter how I rap, it's always going to sound like him, and people are always going to draw the two and two together. I think it's more of just trying to build on that and turn it into something that's more modern, because at the end of the day, he was thriving early 2000s, etc., and now he don't even rap no more. So it's just a matter of taking the sound, popularizing it, and turning it into something different that people could really rock with at this point in time. So, you know, I just try to, you know, it's in my blood. I rock with it. I'm not going to try to stay away from it, just turn it into something different.
Word. So who would you compare yourself to, like, musically? Like, if you had to say you were in some type of drama or similar to some artist, like, who? What would that drama be, or who would those people be? I said drama.
That's a good question. I haven't thought of that. I'm not going to lie. I have to say, I'm in the same category as a lot of local artists. So, you know, when it comes to more mainstream artists, I don't think my sound really touches any of that because I still keep that same old school style for me. So I say I'm in the same category as my man. Shout out Lil Dev. I'm in the same category as Lil Dev. I say I make music relatively gritty in the same category as probably like surf, shit like that. But, you know, I don't think I'm really mainstream. Like, my music just don't go in clubs and stuff like that, so I can't really compare myself to some of the bigger artists sometimes, you know what I mean?
Right. So in the underground scene, like, do you find yourself collaborating with a lot of Jersey artists, or, like, you find yourself just doing your own thing because you like to work on your own and shit like that?
I just recently started trying to get in, like, working with niggas and shit like that. I just recently worked with DDH, shout out Dante. I just recently worked with Samad Savage, shout out Samad Savage. We did a Pump It Up remix. But aside from those two, like, I really don't do features like that because I'm trying to get myself right before I even think about, you know, working with other niggas and, like, doing shit like that. So I feel like I'm in a good stance right now to really start working with people, et cetera, et cetera. But before, it was really about, like, improving myself before I even thought about stepping outside for me.
Right.
Word.
So what's some advice that you would have for people who are, you know, ambitious or looking to get into, you know, the industry or just be their own creative?
Yeah. I'm going to say... Ooh, that's a good question. Ooh.
Take a minute. You can think on it.
Let me breathe. I'm going to say stick to yourself when it comes to the music shit, because a lot of people try to reach for something that they probably don't have to reach for. You know what I mean? They try to aim for the industry, aim for the mainstream hits, aim for a certain sound that might sound like another nigga. But at the end of the day, if you stay true to yourself, rap about your life and rap how you want to rap, it could turn into something different for me. It could really turn into something that's you, and people will really, you know, head towards you for that style of music. So that's the advice I got. Stay true to yourself when it comes to making music and shit, and don't try to be these other niggas.
Word. Especially because, like, you yourself, some people will look at you like you have a leg up or you have leverage and shit like that, being that, you know, your dad paved the way for, you know, kind of like your artistry type thing. But it's not even a paving of the way, because you're still your own self, and this is a craft that's true to you. Like, facts. You're still grinding from the bottom up regardless of what your last name is type shit. So, you know, with that type of pressure, like, how have you been able to handle and manage that type of pressure, just knowing that you're in the footsteps of, you know, one of the greats?
Yeah, so I'm not gonna lie, I started getting over that pressure probably recently, real recently. I feel like growing up, my music wasn't what it could have been because I was so focused on everything going around me and how other people would feel when it comes to my music and et cetera, et cetera. But once I sat down, I'm like, yo, at the end of the day, if I rap for me, whoever comes is gonna come.
Right.
So now, you know, I'm making songs I'm happier with. I'm making songs that I could play inside a car. I'm making stuff that, you know, people might be like, all right, he still got that one leg up, but at the end of the day, it's dope music. So we're not gonna question it. It's not something that's a problem. As long as I keep making dope music, I feel like I'm straight. So, you know, it took me a while, but I'm here.
Right.
I'm here.
Do you feel like the industry is oversaturated? Let's talk about the industry right quick. Like, let's get into it. You can sit back. We ain't really going to focus on your craft for right now. We just going to really, like, think about the Jersey music industry. Like, what does that look like for you right now?
I'm a natural hater, so I'm going to try not to hate right now.
Not a natural hater.
I'm a natural hater, so I'm going to try not to hate right now. But, yeah, Jersey's doing his thing. I know mad niggas around here. I got mad friends around here that's doing their thing, feel me, like, really popping off. Like, it's a bunch of different sounds. I wouldn't say Jersey has a sound, but together, everyone's going up in it. You know, we weren't getting our recognition before because we're right next to New York. But, right. You know, it seems like everyone's putting a little more work now. So I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy with what Jersey's doing. But New York is going off. Like, mm-hmm. New York is, they working together. They out here making everything in the world. Like, feel me? They really number one when it comes to this shit. But Jersey up there. Jersey getting there. We working on it.
So between Jersey Drill or just Drill and Jersey Club, right? Versus,
ooh.
Which one you choosing? Which one you choosing? You can only pick one. You can't pick both.
Oh, I'm hating. I don't rock with Jersey Drill. I'm hating.
Oh, you don't? Y'all heard that?
Listen, I'm not going to say I don't rock with Jersey Drill, but this little this thing where they got, like, they doing the Jersey Club with the drill, and I fuck with it. It's a good movement. Some of my niggas is doing it. It's not for me. If you played in a club, I'd nod my head.
Okay.
But it's not for me. Like, I really fuck with New York Drill a little better than I do with the Jersey Club wave. And I'm not going to say Jersey Club is a problem for me. I just feel more comfortable when it comes to New York Drill. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Okay. So for those who are watching right now, if you haven't checked out Trey B, okay, I'm not releasing his last name because y'all know we playing a game right now.
We playing a game right now.
Okay. We'll release it towards the end of the interview. But if you don't know who Trey B is and you haven't checked out his music,
facts.
Go give it a look, y'all.
Facts.
Because when I watched your music and I took a listen myself, it gave me like a modern day J. Cole Kendrick type.
Yeah.
But it's not as deep as far as, like, you know.
How they get.
Yeah, like, they go into more societal views and, like, things that are going on in society, whereas, like, you preaching from your own perspective and just what, you know, the younger people will go through. So,
yeah.
You know, behind your music, what inspires or motivates you the most?
I'm not going to lie. Like, whatever goes on around me, I'm not here to talk about the problems in society because everyone got their own opinion, and I'm not here to force my opinion on other people. But when it comes to me and what I go through, for me, I could put that on paper and I could put that out with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if I experience something, I write it down and I turn it into a song later on. But I still try to keep that Kendrick Cole feel when it comes to being in a certain type of bag when you're writing in your car to listen to my type of music. Just not, like, introspective like that.
Right,
like, it's
right.
about me type shit.
Okay.
Word.
Yeah. So, and then going back and forth, because I'm my mind is going crazy right now. So, like, I feel like in the pandemic, we got a view of, how can I say this? During the pandemic, it normalized a lot of people.
Yeah.
So where the only real thing that really differentiates you was, like, how much money you was getting, your tax bracket type thing.
Yeah.
We now look at celebrities as, like, everyday people. And to you, well, to me, you're a celebrity because, like, you're an artist, you're a creative out in Jersey doing your thing.
Yeah.
It may not reflect right now, but you're going to be who you are. Like, you're still a celebrity, natural born. So, like, you know, in the average day-to-day life, like, what does your look like on a day-to-day? Like, how you managing classes, you wake up, what you do? What's the day in the life of Trey like?
Oh, my dad talks about this all the time. So day in the life of Trey is, I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm not in school right now, y'all. So I wake up late as fuck. I'm not going to lie. I wake up probably like 1, 12. And, you know, feel me, I go about my day as usual. Like, I go out, I smoke my weed. I write my music. I go to the studio every week. So, for me, it's really just build up until we get to the studio. Listening to music, trying to figure out what's going on in the world, going through regular life things until I hit the studio and figure out what I could turn it into. You know what I mean? But my life is mad regular. Like, I'm not even going to sit here and be like, I do this during the day or I do that during the day. I wake up and I go about my day. Whatever's happening that day is what's happening that day. You know what
right.
I mean? But it's not nothing crazy. My life is mad regular.
So on the days that you're lacking ambition, right?
Yeah.
What are some things that you usually do to hop back into your creative
Smoke
head?
Mad weed.
It's legal in Jersey now. We can say it.
Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, everyone asks this question during the interview. I don't do nothing, bro. I go outside. It might be a nice day outside. Who knows? The sun might be out. People might be walking up and down the street. Mm-hmm. But smoke mad weed.
Word.
And write down whatever I'm going through.
So being in the music industry within Jersey again, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's true of what they say when it comes to the crabs in a barrel mentality? Like, the people that you're networking and meeting at this time, do you feel like they genuinely have, like, your best interest at heart or not?
So the thing is, I ran through a couple of groups, I'm not going to lie. I've had a couple of people in my camp. Some of them have my best interest. Some of them haven't had my best interest. But I feel like the people I really got around me now, this is the most I've gotten from a group of people, you know. It's real love. It's genuine, you know, for me. Like, they're building schedules for me. They're figuring out stuff for me. For me, they're putting in money for shit they really don't have to put in money for. So you know what I mean? This is the most love I got from my team. Shout out Luch. Shout out everybody around there. You know, I love them. And that's all I could say. Like, they're really my peoples. But aside from that, like, I've really dealt with people that haven't had my best interest and, like, really been hiding their true intentions behind shit. And I'm not going to say they got one up, because at the time, I didn't have much. But if they got me at this point in time, they'd get some shit. Like, they get some shit off. But I make sure I stay around the same 4 or 5 people every week. We walk in and we do the same shit. So
copy.
Word.
Copy. So as an artist, right, do you freestyle or you write everything yourself? Now, I'm just asking because, you know, music is music. I'm not going to ask you on spot to do anything right now.
Not right now. I freestyle a little bit. I'm not going to sound crazy. I'm not going to sound crazy. Yo, last interview, they were like, yo, I need you to do a freestyle. Right after I told him I don't freestyle. But I freestyle a little bit. I've been trying to get into it. I've been practicing.
Okay.
But my shit, I really need to sit down and piece together to really, like, make it feel a way. So I don't freestyle too often.
How you feel about the sample generation, too? I can go on and on about the industry. So if I start talking too much, just be like, yo, sis.
Nah, you straight. You straight.
All right, copy.
Sample. Ooh.
Because, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into it. It's not for me. I think people do great when it comes to flipping, like, really iconic songs, like songs that everybody love. And, you know, you really got to be a certain type of nigga to get that off to be able to do that. So I'm trying to make myself better before I even think about sampling anything, because if you sample a great song, you have to do justice with it.
Right.
I'm working on it.
Okay,
like, I'm getting there. And I think I'm there soon enough. I got a couple samples in a tuck that I haven't put out. But, I'm trying to get more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a real original artist. That's why I kind of threw that question out there. Because it's like, not that I don't hear music like yours, but it's like, it's different altogether.
Yeah.
Like, the vibe, the aura. Like, when I watch the video, I'm like, yo, first of all, his dad didn't even do him justice because I didn't even know that he had an older son. I'm
that's
like,
what everybody
what
says.
In the world? Like, and word. I feel like that's like, you know, not to get in my bag or a little bit, but I don't like that. You know, I don't like that at all for you.
I mean, I had a couple moments. I put out Thoughts After the Courtroom. That was big. He promoted that for me.
Mm-hmm.
We was on Love and Hip Hop. You know,
how was that?
We was on Couples Therapy. Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, like, you fuck with reality TV. Is it really real?
It's real. It's real. I could say it's real. Like, I can't. What they do is they certain shows.
Okay.
Give you a topic, and from there you just freestyle it for me. They give you something that's going on in your life, obviously something that's been publicized, and then after that they say, you know what, just hold a conversation. The important parts we're gonna take out, and you know, we're gonna push like that. So I like to say it's reality, but they do set it up so you have a specific topic before you go into whatever scene that you have.
Right.
But yeah.
I feel like a lot of people don't believe me when I say reality TV is real. Because, like, you know, just being on the production, and it's just like turning someone's life into a script. But
Facts. Everyone
has their own script, and, you know, that affects everyone differently. So, like, you know, I can only imagine, like, being young myself, just, like, basking in that type of limelight. Like,
17 on Love and Hip Hop is crazy.
You were 17.
Yeah, I was 17.
Are you shy or outgoing?
It depends.
It depends.
I'm not going to say I'm shy, because I'm definitely outgoing as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But if you catch me in a public area and like I don't know anybody, I'm gonna mind my business. Or like, let's say I know one person. I'm gonna make sure when we walk on the spot, I'm gonna stand in my corner. I'm gonna mind my business. But you know, if it's something that's being hosted by me or it's a bunch of people that I know, I'm gonna be a little more outgoing than usual. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't consider myself an outgoing person.
Okay.
Word.
Kind of like an ambivert. You switch between.
Yeah, yeah. In and out. Word. Facts.
Okay. Copy. So with the future of your music and everything that you have going on now, like what are you excited to the most when it comes to your career?
My project. I got a project. I'm working on a project. It's called Mama's Boy. We've been working on this project for like 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. Scrapping it, restarting it again. And like, it's been taking a lot out of me. So, you know, to put this much time and effort into something, I'm really excited for when it comes out. I don't know when it's going to come out because it's been 4 or 5 years. Okay. But when it comes out, it's going to be something great. I'm trying to make sure that it's something great and that it really solidifies something in my music career.
Okay, we're going to have to look out for that one.
Facts. Mama's Boy.
Right.
Mama's Boy coming
soon.
We
don't know when it's going to come out, y'all, but stay tuned. Y'all stay tuned. So what's something that could be better in the Jersey music industry? Like, what's something you wish you had if you could have something extra?
I wish people cooperated with each other more. Mm. I feel like in Jersey, they don't work with each other as much as New York probably do. New York is in tune with everybody. Everybody fucks with each other unless there's genuine beef that really stops them from working with one another. But there don't be Jersey beefs. People just don't fuck with each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. There's a couple people I reached out to. They weren't fucking with me. I'm not going to lie. There's a couple people that reached out to me. I wasn't fucking with them. So I'm not even going to try to be biased and say I work with niggas. But at the end of the day, as a collective, we could probably do better working with one another.
Right.
Niggas aren't doing that.
Together, the team effort is what, you know, really pushes you forward, like Atlanta or like down south.
Facts.
Or
and everyone over there are doing their thing for me. Like, everyone out in Atlanta working together. You could walk down the street and see another rapper and it's automatic love. That don't be happening here. So, you know, I'm just trying to find my way, find my peoples who really fuck with me. And from there, change people's minds in terms of working with certain artists and shit like that.
Word. So, all right, I'm going to ask a little question.
Okay, I'm ready.
If it's too much, you know the go-to, right?
Word, I know all the right, go-to.
Copy. So, we were talking about your sign earlier. You're a Taurus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a Taurus.
Right, birthday in 2 days. Birthday y'all make in 2 days. Say happy birthday, y'all, if y'all know.
Facts.
So, being with Taurus energy, right?
Yeah.
You made a track, a very important track.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
About your father.
Uh-huh.
Now, how did it feel making that track about your father like that?
Because
that wasn't nice.
That wasn't
but
nice.
But you felt how you feel.
I felt how I felt.
So give us a transparent moment about how we can be rebellious against our parents, y'all, but still mean what we mean. Like.
So I dropped a song called Thoughts After the Courtroom. I think it was 2018, I dropped Thoughts After the Courtroom. Now, at the time, I was just starting my music career, and I had a lot of people looking for me because everyone just announced I'm starting a music career or whatever. So I was like, let's try to get certain things addressed. People had a certain idea of me before I was public already, so let's address this. So I made sure I called my father up. I said, yo, listen, I got a song that's being written right now. And I want you to know before anybody else knows that this is a very vulgar song.
What did he say?
He was like, yo, you my man. So like, he was like, you my man. So go ahead, do what you got to do. And I was like, you know, it's all love. I appreciate you. But at the end of the day, it was just something that was meant to speak towards what I was going through and what everybody, you know, was thinking at the time. Mm-hmm. And everyone had this assumption like, yo, he's fucking with his pops and like they're the best of friends, you know, he must be super rich and he must be, you know, doing all types of things. And I was just trying to come out the gate and say, listen, that's not the case. This is how I've been feeling while these amount of songs about me has been coming out. And the internet took it, specifically academics is my man, knowing I got mad love for academics, but academics posted and he said, yeah, he's dropping a diss track. And I read it. And I was in math class in like high school or some shit. And I was like, what? I was like, a diss track? I was like, this was not meant to be a diss track.
Right.
It was just meant to speak my feelings on something. So I DM'd him at first and I was like, yo, bro, like it's not a diss track. But at that point in time, everyone was already reposting it. So it might as well have been a diss track. So at that point in time, yes, I dissed my dad. But
it was by accident.
It was by accident. And it was all love.
technically you didn't really diss your dad. You was just speaking your truth, but the audience perspective made it seem like something that it's not. So,
facts.
You know, and it's not easy being in the limelight that you're in. You're going to face this, and you've been facing it, seeing your dad face it the whole entire time. Yeah. So, you know, that I can't even imagine. I was like, whoa, when I was doing my research. But then I watched the interviews, and I was like, nah, that's not his heart. You could tell.
Yeah, nah, I'm not crazy disrespectful like that. Like, I understand when you come out of the gates with a song, that's probably crazy disrespectful. You come off as a crazy disrespectful nigga, but I really try my best to keep things introspective, speak my piece without being biased to other people.
He was honest.
Facts.
He was honest. Like, people can't get mad at you for speaking your truth.
The response was crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everyone was like, yo, you really must hate your dad. But the thing is, aside from everybody who thought I was just dissing my dad, there were also people who really felt what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And the people who were going through the same problems, celebrity father aside. So, you know, I was getting videos of people crying. I was getting messages about people and their parents' relationship. I was getting paragraphs from people saying, yo, this song really took a toll on me. So aside from the negative connotation that came with it, there was a lot of positive things that came with the song. So in my heart, I was like, right, I'm doing something. All right. So from there, it was just like, let's just keep making music and let's just keep talking about our lives and see who could relate.
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that.
So how do you stay away from the storyline of, like, competing with your dad's legacy? Like, you know, his legacy is pretty hefty type.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you feel knowing that you're creating your own lane from his legacy, from the shadow of his legacy?
So my dad don't rap no more. So technically, I am the legacy. And that's exactly what he says. He's like, yo, at this point in time, you are the legacy. Everything you say, everything you do reflects back on me and the family. Mm-hmm. So if you're outside acting hot mess, if you're inside acting hot mess, like at the end of the day, it's going to bounce back to him. Same way, if he goes out and he do some fuck shit, I'm going to get a call in the morning like, your dad just did some fuck shit. So, you know, at the end of the day, I don't try to stray away from it. It's me. It's who I am. And I kind of have to sit and live with it. But, you know, I'm going to turn it into something. I'm trying to make it appeal more to younger people. So, you know, it's a process. But once it gets there, it's there. Like, I feel like it's really going to be something different. Word.
So, y'all, I feel like I talked my bro's ear off enough for the day. If y'all want to know more about Mr. Trey B, y'all need to go look and do your research into his musical career and get to know him personally, y'all, and make sure to support your Jersey creatives, y'all. So, before we wrap up this interview, we're going to shed light on your last name in a positive way.
Facts.
Spirit Fingers. And we're going to put good energy out into the universe for Mr. Trey B's career. So you can reveal to them how you want to.
My name is Trey Button. My name is Trey Button. I'm from Jersey, New Jersey. And my song Forever is out right now. So if you want to go check that out, please do. Trey Button on all digital streaming platforms. Make sure you look that up.
Yeah, y'all heard it first.
Right.
So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Energy today.
I appreciate it. I try.
Appreciate you answering the questions because, of course, you didn't have to.
Amen. So,
you know, for the first time meeting today, y'all, is Little Miss Jersey back at it again with the Mr. Trey Button himself. Make sure to support your local Jersey creatives and stay tuned for what Mr. B got going on, y'all.
Facts.
We'll see y'all later.